The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have Smart Moss, Sports Moss, Vitamin C Moss, Colloidal Silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater.
Question, you would think I'm dumb. Right. They get to talking about Kundalini. I'm like, what's that? Well, how you know that? But what this energy? Well, have you seen it happen? And right. So I'm trying to always gain knowledge from them because although we peers and we work together, you know, Key's been in this probably longer than me. He grew up in the nation. So it's stuff that he knows that I may not know. He may have a perspective that I never know. Derek, billionaire PA. They're all so for me, with my particular story, get around people who are just as smart as you. Get around people right. who are doing the same work as you and be humble enough to learn from them. People think just because you work with somebody, that's my equal. Man, listen, right. bro, if you smarter than me, I'm bowing down to that knowledge. I'm bowing down to that God within you. I'm bowing down to that Godhood within you. And that is how all of us, I feel like, should be. But instead of doing that, I feel like we compete with one another. I want to be better than this fool. I want to make sure I got more followers than him. I want to make sure I got more, views than him. No, if we just sit there and actually learn, this is somebody who's been placed in your life. This is somebody who's been placed among you for you to learn from him. And then he can learn from you. And then we both go up. You know, me and right. Keys used to be on live giving game. He bring me on his live. I bring him on my live. We both doing well now. There ain't about no competing mm-mm. and all that. So kill the jealousy, kill the pride in our community. That's one of the things that we can stop. We can't control what other communities do to us. So that question that somebody keep asking, I can't wake up and say, hey, this is what you got to do to make sure that some random person don't shoot you. I can't control it, but what we can't control is ourselves. We can't control us killing our own relationships. We can't control us killing our dreams before we even chase them. Right. We can't control killing a business idea before we even put it into practice. We can do that because we in control of that. But somebody else, I can't control anybody else.
And that's super facts. And you can't get... One thing I learned is to not get used to the people you know. Like, and I mean by that, like, the special qualities that they have and the information that they have and the knowledge that they have. And it's like, with you all, like, I know for a fact that Brother Ben has information I don't have, knowledge of systems I don't have. You understand me? And so it's like, I'm not going to be like, oh, since I already know Brother Ben, if he put out something, I already know it. So it's like, we got that weird thing to where we think, like, if I know a person, I know what they know. And that's not the reality. So you start taking for granted people in your circle, you understand me, instead of utilizing them and learning from them. And that kind of be with Blue Pill. I'll be around Blue Pill. I'll be listening to Blue and Red. And I'll be like, I forget. Y'all know hella shit. Because they be dropping keys. And I'll be like, yeah, like, you got to always take a step back. I do that. I study y'all pages like y'all strangers. You understand me? Like, I just want to learn. If y'all speaking something, I'm listening to find information, or I'm looking at the marketing, I'm looking at the branding, I'm looking at the class, I'm looking at the systems, I'm looking at the humanity. You understand me? Even how we deal with each other as brothers. Like, there's always more to learn on this journey. And I know that's probably one of those qualities that allow us to be successful, is that consistent learning, that never being full, like, yo, I made it, I'm the ultimate leader, God. No, it's like, but you know how much more work, like, especially if we keep at the forefront that one of our prime examples, if not the prime example, is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. That's a very high standard and goal for you to have in your mind, to look up to an individual of that caliber, to be like, okay, you know, when it comes to the righteousness, you understand me, the articulation, teaching, the wisdom, the commanding, just being a follower of the teachers and a committed person to it, like, that's a very high standard to get to. So if I compare my level to where his level at, I got a lot of work to do. Or I could stop and I can look in the mirror and I can be happy at the level I'm at. And then I don't have any progress to make. You understand me? So instead of stopping and looking in that mirror, I'm going to keep looking forward. You understand me? And so I love that about yourself. I love that about myself. I love that about multiple others that I know have someone that they look up to that is a roadmap and a guide to where they want to be. And it's far from where they at. So therefore, they like, yes, I got a lot to go. But the lot to go is the beauty of it, because you arrive to a destination, what you going to do then? Ain't nothing to do. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, you can enjoy, you can kick back, you can vacay. You understand me? But for me, when I know the struggles that our people go through, I know the struggles that my family go through. I know the struggle that some of the people on this line go through. You understand me? And it took a lot when studying your own mind and mentality to make sure that you have an ability, as you talked about the darkness. I do believe that's when God work on you. Absolutely. Like, you know, a lot of people have been sending me people have been sending me a lot of spiritual messages, like, out of nowhere. They like, yo, I don't know what it's told me. Spirit told me to check on you, things of that nature, just back to back to back. I'm like, yo, what's going on? But it's like, I won't ignore that, though. Like, I'm going to listen to that, because I know signs and symbols are for the wise. You understand me? Like, when you get those messages and people put that on your heart, and if I ever find myself in the darkness, luckily, I have a mindset, because I've studied and trained myself to find myself out that darkness. I remember sitting there with you and Dr. Wesley at the Savior's Day, and he was saying that, look, when you go through the snake pit, you understand me, and come out on the opposite end, that qualifies you to be a God. But if you go through that same snake pit in that darkness and there's no snakes, then where's the qualification? You didn't go through anything. So for me, the ups and downs are consistent qualifications, and that's what training does. When I say I'm training, I'm saying I'm qualifying, because training is a system of qualification. So that's where we all have to be consistent in training ourselves and qualifying ourselves for the journey we own and the journey in the next step ahead as well.
It's funny you say that, because my next question to you was going to be, in your journey, what has been an obstacle for you, and how did you overcome it?
I believe that probably in my journey, the biggest obstacle was working with family. And as I tried to work with family, you know, I came to a very depressive thought that I believe that family didn't want to work, that family didn't care. You understand me? That I put in all this work, but they just oblivious to it. They blind to what matters to me. And I took that personal. And instead, I decided to change me. I decided to change my approach. You understand me? I know for a fact that you can't change others. You can only give them evidence on why they should change themselves, or if it may be a good idea. But for me, I decided to, you know what, instead of having family support my business, let me create a business that support family. And so I went with a whole different approach with my next business, and saying that, okay, maybe I have bad communication skills. Maybe I'm not the greatest manager. Maybe I'm the point in this relationship on why it's not going further, and I'm not getting what I'm supposed to done. So I act like a scientist and I go experiment. This conversation that I tried yelling, the yelling didn't work. I yell and then I sat back and seen what results. Nah, that didn't give me the results. Well, let me try talking nice. I tried talking nice. The talking nice didn't work. You understand me? So, all right, let me figure out, how do I incentivize this person and get what I want done? You understand me? Like, you just consistently rework your experiment till you get the results that you want. And that's how I operate in life as a scientist for the most part. Like, if this didn't work, I'm not going to beat myself up for too long. I'm going to go try again in a different way. You understand me? And I think that's the operative thing, a different way. Don't try again the same and then get mad because the same thing didn't work out.
That's heavy. I guess I would say for me, man, as an entrepreneur in this work, is my biggest problem or obstacle was I was too optimistic. As an entrepreneur, that can be a gift and that can be a curse. It can be a gift because when things go wrong, you can stay in it long enough until things get better. It can be optimistic because when you come out with a new idea, people may not like it. People may not agree with it in the beginning, but because you're so optimistic, you still believe that it can work, and it may work. But the curse of that is that I found myself in my younger years, I was confident, I knew who I was, but I found myself swaying too much. A new opportunity come up, damn it, I'm finna do Forex. This come up here, nigga, I'm finna do stocks. This come up here, I'm finna sell pots and pans. This come up here, I'm finna put my money, invest in this. And I found myself putting money everywhere and pretty much wasting my money because anybody who can't hit me in my DM, say, bro, man, we can make $100. We can do this for real. Bet. Let's link up. Let's link up. And people get a little upset at me now when I say no. It's not because, you know, I'm disrespecting y'all or I don't believe in y'all. I'm focused now. I'm laser focused. I know what my purpose is. I know what my gift is. I know what's making me results, and I'm staying right there. If you can't, if what you have to offer me is not in line with what I'm doing, then, brother, this is not the proper time. Because right. What I found is I lost money every single time. And I think it was more so a spiritual thing. Like, every time I put my money in something that I really wasn't in, I lost with it. Like, that's why I couldn't get with the Forex. It's not saying Forex is a scam. It's not saying that. But for me, what I found for myself was, if I can't find a deeper purpose besides money alone, I can't do it.
I get that.
If it's just, I'm going to put some money in there and it's going to flip. I just can't do it. Like, digital real estate for me is perfect because when they come into our program, any student will tell you it's not just about money. We talking about mindset. We talking about changing your subconscious. We talking about helping you find your purpose. It's much deeper than making money. Yeah, they're making thousands of dollars. But when they say, man, this changed my life, that's what connects me. Yeah. And beforehand, anybody that came up with something, bro, come on, let's do it.
Hey, I remember.
I had to find myself stop doing that so much because, hell, I would have found myself in a scam.
Boy, you had another business. Every week you had a new thing. I call you, hey, brother, I'm doing this. This brother, I'm like, man, that brother Ben always. I'd rather be it all because I end up stopping myself from doing that. Like, you know what? Nah, I'm just going to do this thing. You understand me? Like, as I hear you say that, though, like, I think another one of my things was forcing collaborations. You understand me? And them not being the proper partnerships for success, right? And so the intent was well intended, but I think that the collaboration was forced, you know? And that has happened in multiple lanes. And so now learning how to foster relationships at a value and looking at, okay, what value you bring, what value I bring, how do we bring that together with a full-fledged plan? And working with people that's not like you, working with people that's opposite of you so they bring the opposite thing. And that's super important when you're going into business and you're creating a structure. If you find somebody exactly like you, well, what if you lazy on things? What if you don't like to write and type up the memos and create the full plans? Well, that person don't want to do it either. Now, both of y'all excited about the idea, but neither one of y'all want to do the proper work to get it done. So, like, working with people that are the opposite of you allow you all to have everything you need in order to get, you know, whatever the plan is done. So I stopped forcing collaborations. And I start working with proper collaboration, strategic collaborations. And now it's crazy that, things work out so much better, so much more easier. Like, you can go 5 years trying to force collaborations, working with hundreds of people, and then you can find the right and foster the right relationship under the right pretense and circumstances and strategy. And within a couple of months, you've taken that 5 years and you condensed it into these new results that you've been trying to fight for this entire time.
That's funny you say that, because I'm finally glad I'm at a place where I have a team. You know, I said one time, you have to collaborate and get with people who love what you hate, like you love what you love. Mm. Like, to see somebody, like I was on the phone with one of our sisters who handle like our ads. Well, not necessarily ads like that, but like our marketing in a sense that I don't necessarily do. To hear her say, I'm so excited because this data is what I love. I love seeing this. It just made my heart smile, because I hate that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I like numbers for like numbers like followers or views or you know, math, you know, breaking down the money, whatever. That's cool. But, you know, emailing and admin work and all that, that ain't my thing at all. Anytime somebody do it to me, I just got my passport because I don't like documents.
Okay, come on now. I'm glad. Hey, congratulations.
Because I don't like documents, man. So to have somebody that loves what you hate, man, is such a beautiful thing, because I can focus all on video. I can focus all on content. I don't have to be overwhelmed and have anxiety about having to check my email. Man, there was one point, and still now, I got 100 because I got 1 million followers on Facebook. So many people that inbox me demanding this, asking this. Yeah, I get anxiety just opening. I don't even open it.
Yeah, no.
But have somebody that say, I love to do this, man, it's just perfect, bro. And it keeps everything going together, which is why collaboration is important, which is why being humble enough and stop thinking that, oh, if I do it all myself, I'm going to make more money. Duh, Brother Jake made a great point. He said, duh, you're going to make more money. You're doing everything.
Right.
But you're not going to have no peace. You're not going to have sleep. You up at 4 o'clock in the morning still checking emails and stuff when you could have had peace. Yeah,
and that's short term
money, but you more at peace and you're more happy because you're still making enough money to survive. But then you ain't got to be have your whole time tied up with something that you don't like to do. So find you a partner. Find you somebody who likes what you like. And then you have to find a partner with the same mindset and mission. Yeah, we may be doing the same business, but is it for the same reason?
Right.
My reason may be to impact a certain amount of people. Your reason may be just to get the bag. Well, if that's the case, and when things come up, because I'm focused on impact and service, I'm going to have a solution that's like this. And because you just focus on money, your solution going to be like this. And we're going to end up, you understand me, clash. Because the motive, yeah, we both love the business. We both like this particular idea, but the motive is different.
Right.
And because the motive is different, they say that what don't come out in the wash is going to come out in the rent. So when you're finding your partner, when you're finding this your CEO or whatever the case may be, make sure that y'all on the same page and you're doing it for the same reason. And if it's not for the exact same reason, just make sure you do know their motive.
Right.
Because in the end, you're going to find out eventually.
And I think that goes to three things. Mission, value, and vision. You understand me? Like, if you can align your values together, you understand me? What's important to you all at the core? You know, like, if I really want to bring value to people, then I want to be as transparent and give them as much as possible. Another person, like, no, I need to bottle up every increment of information and sell it to them and capitalize off every single aspect of it. You're like, nah, that don't really work, because that don't align with my value. My value is to give. You understand me? Then that's already a crash right there. You understand me? And then look at what's the vision. Well, our vision is to be able to reach as many people as possible. I wanna help tens of thousands of people, you understand me, become financially literate. Well, my vision is to get rich. You understand me? I'm trying to go buy a new car. We gonna run this real quick and get some paper, and then we out of here. The divisions are not matching. And that's not saying that they have to be perfect, but when it comes to the business, division is important, because you all are going to be doing things separately, but it's getting you to that same vision. You understand me? And then the mission. Like, the mission is everything. You understand me? But the vision is like what you have as far as what you see in your mind. You understand me? That's the picture of it. You know, I can see thousands of students as we have an event coming out and saying that, look, I made $100,000 this year because of Wealth Standard, things of that nature. Like, y'all got a vision in place. But the mission, you know, is that core mission that you set out. Like, every single day, what do you want to do? All right, every single day, I want to get value. I want to make sure that we get, you know, another 100 people this week. I want to make sure that we add so much value that we're giving more. I want to help guide people through this recession so they don't have to go through it alone. I want to make sure that we increase the skill set of Black America. You understand me? And we teach certain things that were never taught in the house. So it's like, all right, you know what? I agree with that mission as well. Or maybe they have something else, but you agree with and add that on to the core mission. So it's like, and that goes to family business or anybody. Like, if y'all can agree on vision, values, and mission, then y'all are solid. Like, solid, solid. You understand me? Everything else, now you got to figure out the logistics. You know, but you got to get that out the way. That's the basics. That's the standard. You know, but once you get the standard out, now you can work on, all right, how are we going to make this work? You know, like, me and brother being very alike when it comes to business, we have some of the same dislikes. You understand me? So, like, if we doing an event, bro, who go do the website? Who go do the flyer? They're like, nah, shit, I don't want to do it. We going to get somebody to do it. I don't know. You understand me? So, like, if we was to work, we got both a team. So we'd be like, you know what? Yeah, that sounds like a good job. I'm going to have my assistant do that. All right, cool. I'm going to have my assistant do this. So now we don't have to worry about the things that we dislike. We can outsource those things and still get the vision done. So it's like understanding where you at with that as well. Do you have the ability to outsource your dislikes? Can you hire somebody for those? So, yeah, I know that for a fact, because that's the same thing that happened on a shifter call. We always, you know, we come up with a good vision. Then it's like, all right, but who actually going to do all that stuff? Because everybody busy. So, nah, man, it's like those are great learning lessons, especially when you're trying to do something big with a lot of other individuals that are powerful, that are leaders. You don't want to work with all leaders. You know, that's really not your goal. There has to be some, it's like trying to go to war with all generals. Like, where's the soldiers at? Everybody's trying to give orders. and that's what it is. Instead, y'all are like a United Nations, but y'all got a, but you got to come together. If you're a United Nations, that means that everybody run their nation. And behind that, you have the ability to have soldiers and secretaries and things of that nature that can get the work done when need be. So I make sure that, nah, I don't want to hang around all generals anymore. I need to make sure that we got some soldiers with us. We got some secretaries with us. Because that's how we can really get things done.
You know, honestly, you know, hearing that, I actually appreciate, I'm pretty sure you would as well, I appreciate having to do everything on my own first. Mm. Because what that allows me to do is have a comprehensive knowledge of not only who to hire, but what to expect. Like, for example, with my video editing, I'm starting to realize I'm a real god out here when it comes to content. I mean, I knew that, but I'm just a total different beast when it comes, not beast, but God when it comes to this, you know, and I say that as humble as I can say it, you know, because when I see, you know, when we hire editors and stuff, they be great. But when it comes to pumping our content, like I pump our content, it's like, it's hard to do. And honestly, I don't even know how I do it. Like, somebody probably think that somebody else be posting my videos. A brother asked me one day, he said, brother, do you have your videos scheduled? I'd be like, no, I make all my videos. I post not all of them. I got an editor now, but that, like, when y'all see them videos, it's like edited real good with the flashes and all that. That's my brother that we just hired. He does that. But like all the videos with the words to talk about, I do all those myself, and I can post 10 a day. Y'all know, yeah, I can get going.
Yeah.
And so what it shows me is I know when somebody's slacking. You know, I know the process. I know how it goes. I know how long it takes. I know what's possible, and I know what the standard can be because I've actually done it. But if I never done it, I don't know if you did it wrong. I don't know if you did it right. I can't push you. I can't guide you. So if we want to be in a position of hiring somebody and collaborating with somebody who's going to be a soldier, you got to know how to do it. Absolutely. When you look at the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he got an X like I had. I remember coming into the nation. And I said, did Minister Farrakhan have to get an X? He was like, of course, yeah. So when you look at how he had to get an X, then he was a captain, then he was this, then he was that, then he died. See, a lot of people don't realize the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, you look at him now, but you miss in the lecture, Man and His Mission, how he talked about getting things from by the trash can.
Mm.
You miss where he said he had holes in the bottom of his shoes, and he had to have put funny paper at the bottom of his shoes to cover it up. They miss how he said he went to the thrift store and wore big old suits. They miss that process. They think, he just always, he struggled for 9 years, he said. He said, I struggled so much I didn't even know we was poor.
Mm.
The brother said that I was eating Navy, we ate beans every day. Didn't know we was poor. Getting stuff, washing stuff just to make it look good. Didn't realize that. And so it shows me that, yeah, you got to go through it sometimes. You have to go up them ranks sometimes, not only in life, but in your business, so that now when you're managing, so when he's holding us accountable with the final call or with the mission or whatever the case may be, he's been through it and been through worse than we have. He ain't had nobody literally try to kill us yet. Well, I don't know it. We ain't had nobody knowingly poison us yet. Put things in our body. This man don't have organs. Most of his organs is gone. And he's teaching like this in pain.
Right.
He says he doesn't even take the pills, the pain pills, because he don't want to stand in front of us and high and teaching to us. That type of pain that he has to go through. So when he hears us complain, when he hears us, we can't do it. He already know. I done been through that and then some. You ain't been through nothing.
Right.
So now he can hold us accountable, and then we respect him, because I know he's not just somebody that's in a position just giving orders. He's still doing work in his way and probably outdoing a lot of people that's a lot younger than him. So now when he gives a command or when he gives an order, when he asks us to do something, it's not no wrestling match. It's I respect him. So now when you say something about designing or you say something about making videos, well, damn, Keys made his own video. He did this for years. Right. He did this for years. Right. So he's not just running around giving me orders. I respect him because I seen what he's been through. So going through that process is definitely a part of it for those who so quick to hire, because when you're so quick to hire, that can be bad as well, especially if you don't have a process and procedures. You want to make sure that you do it enough to where you got a process, you got a procedure, you got a way that you like it. So when you bring them in, you bringing them through your process like slavery.
Right.
Hell, look at slavery. They say they took the man away, they took the woman away so they can raise up the child. Well, how's that happening in 2020, Brother Ben? Well, the man is saying this sister better go get 50% of the rent. We don't value the man being sole provider of the household anymore. Oh, that's the 50s, brother. That's back in the day. All right. Your son gonna be growing up like back in the day.
Right.
Wondering why he doesn't have knowledge himself. Wondering why there's no time spent with him, because if you spending 7 hours here, she's spending 7 hours here, then especially if you playing sport, that's extracurriculum, so that's extra time away from you. Then we come home, then we gotta take a shower, eat. We ain't got enough time to bond. So they're doing the same thing, just with a different system. So we can no longer point out a COINTELPRO, a J. Edgar Hoover. I listened to your podcast the other day. You talked about the other communities not having a leader. When you look at the LGBT community, yeah, we see that they coming into the school, they getting laws and all this, man, that's crazy. Yeah, but they're united.
Mm.
And you don't know who their leader is.
Facts.
I don't know. At least I don't know who the leader is.
The rainbow.
For a new leader to blame. And then if we do have a black man that stands up in our midst, we expect him to be perfect, as if you perfect.
Man.
You just ain't known. You just ain't on social media. We just don't know your flaws.
Right. You know what? I said something about that. You know, the more success you have, the higher the expectation and standards are for you. And There's obviously that's an irrevocable responsibility that you can't take away once you get in an influential position, and you start to obtain a level of success. But the crazy thing about that is that people forget that some of those people barely made it. You know, like, if you grew up in a trauma-based situation and you happen to become successful on, I don't know, at social media or a business, like, that's one aspect of success that you was able to focus on, and possibly you've been trying to outwork the trauma, you understand me, but you barely escaped those circumstances that you were in. It doesn't mean that you're ultimately some perfect individual that can now be held to some super high standard for everyone else. It's saying that, yo, I've been able to master one particular area, but the rest of my life, I'm still working on that. You know, it's like, just because a person can paint the front of their house doesn't mean the inside not raggedy. You understand me? And success can be like that. So it's like, yes, the responsibility, when somebody see a beautiful house on the outside, they expect everything else to look good on the inside. They probably think you got fresh furniture and everything. It's like, yo, I just got that part done. Like, I don't even know if I can afford the paint on the inside. You got to give me some time. So when I see people, I give everybody time. And not everybody wants or cares about that responsibility of being a good role model or being better or striving, right? Because for me, I think that the act of striving is the act of perfection. You know, like, if you are trying to be better than you were yesterday, you know, and that's your goal today, like, you have that on your mind, because there's a lot of people that ain't got that on their mind. Like, a lot of people don't care about improving. Like, nigga, I was a nigga yesterday, I was a dog yesterday, I'm gonna be a dog and a nigga today. You understand me? And the next day and the next day. And they don't care about none of this. Oh, I want to be a better leader. I want to strive. I want to become a better person. That ain't where their mindset goes, nowhere whatsoever. So I respect those who make any attempt, you know, to say, you know what? I do want to be better. I know I ain't perfect. You understand me? But the fact that I'm even thinking about my imperfections means that you have some morality. You have some righteousness in you. So there's too many people that walk around judging those who trying to do better, but have no expectation for those who don't want to do anything at all, you know, and don't have that same expectation for themselves. They be like, well, you made more money than me. I got to hold you to a higher moral standard. Hold me to a higher capital standard. You understand me? Let me work on my moral standard myself. That has nothing to do with you. You understand me? So for me, every day, I'm going to do that, though. I'm going to work on myself. I'm going to make sure that if I find a fault in myself, I won't let that fault become, or I fall asleep at the wheel of that self-judging God. You understand me? That self-accusing spirit. No, I want him to be there. Keep me aligned. Keep me in direction. Because the moment you shut up, then I ain't got nobody to listen to. I ain't got nobody to keep me in direction. And so when you're not telling yourself something and the world telling you, like, well, shit, I don't know about that. You understand me? Like, it's better when it aligns with, oh, I thought about that myself. So when somebody else tells you, you like, you know what? You're right. You understand me? But if you don't even care about reforming or changing or evolving, when somebody else tell you, it feel like, you know, feel like they wrong. Okay. Okay. Talk that talk then. Hey, yeah. Hey, talk that talk there. Yeah. What that say on the all back?
The ship for slaves.
Yeah, huh? You got a board one. Yes. I didn't even know he had that shirt, y'all. Man, I appreciate the support. You know what I'm talking about? Do I got a Brother Ben X book in here somewhere? You know, hey, what?
Somebody asked in the comment section when the last time y'all accounts been in the negative. Hey, there it is.
Yeah, sir. I got two copies. Come on, man. Don't play with me. Somebody like that.
Somebody asked when the last time my account's been a negative. Honestly, one of my accounts is in a negative right now. It's not because it's zero. It's because I have a new wealth standard. Hey, listen, you got to set a new wealth standard. Zero is no longer our standard. That's the white man's standard. That's the average mediocre standard.
Right.
Your standard got to be whatever your standard is, and when you go below that number, you got to pay yourself back insufficient funds.
Right. Right.
That's the level that I want y'all to be at, to where, you know what, damn, I got, you know, I'm no longer going to depend on this zero. You know, that's zero. That's the average man's zero. I'm a God now. We raising up into real guys at this point. So I don't care if your zero is 500. I don't care if it's 50, 5,000, 10,000, whatever your zero is, set a new zero.
Right.
set a new zero. And when you go below that, treat yourself as if you have went below your bank and they done charged you 30. So when you put that money back in, put 30 more dollars back in.
That's true. You got to pay yourself.
I am below zero on one of mine. I got insufficient
funds. It's crazy, right? Because I think where I'm at now, my goal is to go to a level that I've only really dreamed about, right? And that's going to require a level of system and organization. But now I'm at the point where I know exactly what I need to exchange for what I want. You know, like if I write down an amount, if I write down an idea, a level of accomplishment. There was a day where I didn't know what I needed to exchange for that. I just had the idea sense of wanting to get it done. I had to use things like the law of attraction. Like, you know what? Let me just try to dream this into it. If I think on it hard enough and put a little work in every day, it's going to happen. No. Now I understand the law of exchange. You know, the law of proper exchange and saying that, okay, if I want to make $1 million this month, what does that plan look like as far as what I'm going to exchange? How much value do I need to produce? Now, that's a different conversation when you say how much value do I need to produce instead of saying how much work I need to do, you know. But the average mindset is how much work do I need to do? But the moment you go, how much value do I need to produce? Now you're getting into the law of exchange. And so as long as you can produce that value, then you can exchange that value for what you want for. And it doesn't, and we say money, but money is this interchangeable word. You understand me? For energy or goals or like just things that you want. But money is just an easy, quick word to be able to throw out there. So like in a wealth standard, we teach way more beyond money. But understanding money from not a poverty-based, capitalistic, I hate money, money the root of all evil aspect of thinking. But understand it based on how the world exchanges energy. And you hear that? Something just clicked. I exchanged some value. You understand me? So to right now, what we're doing is we're producing value, right? So a person to be like, well, what are y'all doing? How are y'all working? Well, we giving you value. Somebody's there sitting there listening and saying, man, I needed to hear that. You know, somebody saying that, man, they really get my mindset straight for my business. They're teaching me some things. When we say the wealth standard, because I know that you all deal with insurance, right? And the insurance that you deal with, y'all created this banking structure to be able to teach people how to create family banks. Now, the average person knows about cash holdings. And if you got your cash holdings, you cannot beat inflation by holding all your money into cash because you lose purchasing power. But if you go into something like what they have in the digital real estate and they do to teach you how to make your family bank and your in-home bank, then now you can put your money into a system that is producing more interest than the inflation rate. You understand me? So now you start to understand money from a different mindset. When it used to just be, I need a dollar bill. You know, I need $1,000, I need $10,000. No, it becomes a percentage now. You know, it becomes purchasing power now. So once you change your mindset and you deprogram from the things that we've been taught from other poor people, then now you're no longer relating money from poor habits and poor programming. So now you're operating. So when a brother say his account negative, a person may be thinking like, damn, it might be negative $30. No, he's saying that he's created a new standard for negative to him. You understand me? Maybe $10,000 for Brother Ben. You know, it may be $100,000 for Brother Ben. I don't know. But back in the day, negative meant like negative $200 in the account with one of them $34 insufficient fees, you understand me, from the bank. That's no longer my standard for negative. The same way, like, if I react to something the wrong way, that's my standard for negative. Like, damn, why you allow that to control you? Why did you move so fast and so hastily on this? Why your mind so negative? Back in the day, my negative may be me being a bully or me cursing somebody out or me getting super overly emotional and losing my mind. So now my negative is really not allowing anything to control me, taking my time, being disciplined, you understand me, and having that mindset where you never get close to quitting. So your new negative, you understand me, has to be your old positive. Oh, talk to me. Come on, talk to me.
The new negative gotta be the old positive. Man, listen. Man, I appreciate you coming on, man. Somebody said digital real estate sounds interesting. Come on and tap in, man. It's a digital real estate is where I show people how to, you know, build digital properties online. I got over 2,000 properties online. This is intellectual property. These are assets that you have online, not to just focus on passive income, but passive impact, because I teach it, my students. If we focus on passive impact, the more people we impact, the more income will come.
That's right.
If we focus on, like, think about it like this. Making money, man, and being successful, it's a lot. It's hard for people who are selfish. It's hard for people who only think about themselves. Why? Because for me, the more people that we can help become rich, the more wealthy we get. Facts. And I know for a poor mindset, that's just, that can blow your mind. Like, hold on, I got to help other people. That's how I'm going to get. Like, that makes no sense, because we think from a place of lack. We think scarcity. Let me tell you something. There's trillions of dollars being printed off every day by the Federal Reserve. If not trillion, a million, whatever the number is. It's being printed off every day. All we have to do is catch it. Okay, I'm gonna give you a prime example. Let me stand up for this. So don't give me the preaching now. Let me give y'all a prime example, right? Prime example. So here's a prime example, right? I played basketball, right? And I played basketball, and if you think about Allen Iverson, if you think about Michael Jordan, if you think about Kobe Bryant, these people got many touches, right? Money is nothing but a medium of exchange. It's currency, they say. It flows, so currency flows. So the money is consistently flowing and going through different hands, right? Well, that's the same thing that happens on the basketball court. But who got the most touches on the basketball court? Mm. LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Allen Iverson. Now, the ball flows and it touches everybody's hands. So it may hit Robert Horry. It may hit his hands. It may hit Eric Bell. It may hit his hand, but it's going to stay in Allen Iverson's hand the most, Michael Jordan's hand the most. Why? Because these are the most skillful and they are the most valuable. So Shaq can shoot it. I mean, you know, everybody else can shoot it. But we know that most valuable person who got the most skills, who can jump, who can dunk, who can dribble, who can pass, he's going to have access and get more touches than anybody else. Well, guess what happens in our society? He who is most valuable is the one who's getting the most touches, is the one who's getting the most money, not the one who works the hardest. See, you got that brother on the team who play hard defense. The brother work hard as hell. Damn, he work hard. He driving on the floor for the ball. But he ain't the most skillful. He's not the most valuable. So right. He's working hard. He's working at the warehouse job. He's working at all these different... But damn, how come he not making as much money as the entrepreneur? Because he, the entrepreneur, is providing a service. They're valuable. So, Brother Ben, what do? When you're not getting as much touches in the basketball game, well, I got to go back to the gym and shoot some shots. That means I got to go back to the gym and work on my free throws. That means I have to do what? Go develop some skills. Mm-hmm. And as I develop my skill, I increase my value. Now my other players say, well, damn, I got some help. Let me throw the ball to him. He hot today. So now in your business, now in your life, what I want you to think about, stop thinking you got to work harder. What I want you to do is work smarter.
Come on.
Be more valuable. Think about how I can bring about passive impact. Learn this from Brother Billionaire PA. What does your light bill, your Wi-Fi, your insurance, your anything else, Wi-Fi, phone bill, what do all these things have in common? What is your Wi-Fi bill, your insurance, your phone bill, your water bill? What do all these things have in common? I want y'all to comment it right now in the comment section. What do these things have in common? Somebody let me know in the comment section. What do y'all see these things correlating and relate? What's the similarities? You need them? Yeah, you need them. All provide a service, yeah. What else? They take my money, yeah. What else though? They're all necessary, yeah, but it's something. They come every month. It's monthly. So let me ask y'all this quick question. With real estate, physical, I'm not shying away from physical real estate. Get that. Do your thing. But with physical real estate, the typical real estate or the average door, you're going to get $250 to $350. And if you got like a big old mansion, you may get more than that. But typically, you ain't got that type of money. And if you do, you're buying it from the bank anyway. So here's the thing. With that, your cash flow may be between $350, $1,000, whatever. But I want to ask you a question. What if you came up with your own product? What if you came up with your own service? What if you had your own asset? And with this asset, digital asset, you was able to impact not $50,000, not $20,000, not $30,000, not $10,000, not $5,000, $1,000. Some of y'all got 9,000 followers. Some of y'all got 10,000 followers. You like, yeah, you see my follower count? You can follow me back. But let me ask you a question. Do some math for me. If 1,000 people paid you $10 for a service that you over-delivered every month, over-delivered, it ain't nothing but $10. We spend $10 at McDonald's. Get your little McTriple cheeseburger. You know, get you some long time, get you some fake food for $10. So what if 1,000 people paid you $10, how much money would you make a month? Look at AT&T. They're going to hit you with their $50 a month, their $100 a month.
Come on, with it.
$40, $50 a month because they're giving you something that's a need, something that's valuable to you. But can you produce something valuable? Can you produce something that somebody needs? Can you produce some information on a daily basis, on a weekly basis that's useful, that can take somebody's life to the next level? If 1,000 people paid you just $10 a month, how much money would you do? And then you say, I only got 65 followers. Okay, let's do 65 times 97. Are you valuable enough to get $97 a month? Everybody else is doing it. Some people are paying $2,000 a month for group coaching. Not even one-on-one coaching, group coaching. They're not even getting specific needs. So if you had 67 followers and those 67 followers paid you $97 a month, how much money is that? You got your calculator over there, Keith? How much money is that?
You said 67 followers pay how much?
65 followers times $97 a month.
65 times 97. Oh, that's not bad. Wait a minute now. Is that $6,305?
Come on, man.
Come on now. Hey, you're not doing too
that's
bad.
That's what many people are making on their job. But you have to increase in your value. You have to increase in your marketing. You have to increase in your strategy. So this ain't nothing but a numbers game. If I can reach as many people as I can, and then don't say, well, I don't know nobody. I couldn't reach nobody. Well, get you a job. Use that job as the funding. Then guess what? Now you find somebody who has the target audience that you have. You do some influencer marketing. So if you cook, sister, all right? If you a chef and you are expert, you may only got 65, but guess what? There's a cooking page from somebody who like 20 some years old, don't know how to make money. They just love cooking. They already got your audience. You pay them 100, even if you got to pay them 300. Post on the page. Now you got access to 200,000. What if those 200,000 out of that 200,000, 200 of them came to you? Now 200 people paying you $50 a month, or 200 people paying you $65. How much money could you make?
You're breaking it down for you now.
In your sleep. What you mean in my sleep, Brother Ben? I'm teaching them. Yeah, it's a video. Keys just got paid. Y'all heard the thing go off and Keys talking to me and then got paid. I'm probably done got paid. If I have my computer, I'll show you. I'm probably getting paid right now. Check my email. Somebody probably buying an ebook. That's why I'm talking about passive impact.
Yeah.
You got Facebook? You can schedule a video to go out at 2 o'clock in the morning. Why 2 o'clock? Because somebody followed me in Africa. Somebody followed me in Italy.
Okay, break somebody down the international business.
All over the world. So when I'm going to sleep, somebody else get up. I got to hit you with a post.
Come on with it.
Passive impact. That leads to passive income. That's digital real estate.
Hey, look, I'm about to leave y'all this last thing before I get out of here. It was a story of two men that was granted a contract when this rich man came to their village, and they wanted to bring water to the village. And so they gave two of them the opportunity. They said, whoever go get the most water, you understand me? We're going to give you this contract. This contract going to be worth a whole lot of money. So two men went to go compete. One man said, yeah, I got this. He got up automatically. He started grabbing his buckets. He was running to the well. Every day, he bringing them back, collecting his checks. The other dude sitting there in his tent. And he just chilling. Looked like he just meditating. He ain't doing nothing. The other guy, he come back the next day. He gloating like, man, this sucker still in there in the tent. You understand me? This fool ain't doing nothing. I'm about to get all this paper. So he go back about a week past. Now, the brother that was sitting in there in the tent, the whole time he's sitting there, he come out with these piece of papers. He take the papers to the banker that said that, you know, whoever figure out a way to get the most, I got you. He shows the baker his plans, his schematics to go ahead and build a well system, how much it would cost, the whole nine yards. And he told that, he gave it to the banker, and the banker granted him the contract. And he was able to get all of the money. Now, remember, this guy was sitting there watching the other guy work hard for weeks on end, getting all of the money, collecting all of the checks. But that guy was trading all of his time for money. He was trying to work hard as hell. See, the other guy, he understood wealth. He understood that wealth comes from ideas. You understand me? Wealth comes from plans. It don't come from working hard. You understand me? Not in that same aspect. So when I think about wealth, my goal is not trade all of my time. I want to trade my mind so I can get assets. So if I sit there while somebody working hard for years to come and I come up with a perfect business plan and then I work this plan, I go get funded from the bank. You understand me? Now the bank is being able to help fund my plan, and now I can turn that into a profit cycle. That's different than the person that's been working their whole life for 20 years, check to check to check to check. Me, I just created an idea, a full flush that idea. Take your time. You understand me? Because everybody wants the money before they have the plan. Me, I want the plan. Because if I got the plan, I know exactly where to put the money so that it continues to come back. You understand me? And I can utilize it each cycle so that I can make more. So when you think wealth instead of riches, you're not trying to figure out how much money I can get in this one particular time and how hard I can work. You understand me? Nobody care about that because that has a limit. But see, when you change plans and ideas, you understand me? And you trade your mind, you know, then you start to understand the system of how to really accumulate wealth. So the working class people are working all damn day. But they working for the person that created their business plan and has an idea.
Yeah, it is, funny. So, man, y'all follow 19 Keys, man. If y'all following Keys and y'all ain't follow me, man. This is what we do, man. We drop keys, yeah, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, man. Yeah. So y'all tap in.
833-605-0778. Text Webster.
Hey, click the link in my bio, man, if y'all want that digital real estate, man, to change
your
lives.
Oh, man, God, I appreciate you.
We helping y'all get this digital online assets, man. Peace out, family. Peace. I'm going to say this.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.